Artificial intelligence is also expected to be something that they discuss. It's got implications across every facet of society now, defence, intelligence and everyday life. Both China and the United States are trying to position themselves as sort of the AI capital of the world. Is there room for two superpowers here?
There definitely is an appetite for two superpowers, because at the end of the day, you only need to look at any of the American business news to see just how expensive AI is, not only to operate for the AI companies, but also to use it for companies that want to incorporate those AI technologies into their platforms. China, on the other hand, is trying to take a different model with AI and trying to go for low cost. And in many ways, this allows China access to a lot of the developing world markets. The question, though, which this begets is that sustainable? Is this politically sustainable for these developing markets? We've seen before, when China does have an economic market share in certain countries, they have leveraged it to their advantage for engaging in economic coercion. We saw this with Australia in 2020. And the question is, will we see this in other countries moving forward because of the way that China has behaved in the past and because of the market dominance China is growing in a lot of the developing world?